Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between Highway 99 rivals. It's your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the visiting Visalia Rawhide, the proud single A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, the Grizzlies dropped game one yesterday, 7-1 to Visalia, who just won their third game ever at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies now 22-3 at home all time, 43-12 overall against the Rawhide since the teams joined the same league in 2021. But the Grizzlies, the 7-1 loss was really unfortunate for them. Just their fifth loss over their last 26 contests to the Rawhide. Fresno also dropped their second game in the first game of a series and on Tuesdays. The Grizzlies just one run. It came in the first inning on a Braylon Wimmer sacrifice fly after G.J. Hill doubled and scored against his former team. But the Grizzlies' pitching staff was the name of the game. The bullpen specifically were four relievers combined for 4 1/3 scoreless innings. They struck out three combined batters, which included a nice 1-2-3 inning from left-hander Braden Carmichael, who celebrates a birthday tomorrow. So the Grizzlies, who have won 6 of 8, they're back looking for a win as they give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez, a 2-1 record, a 5.40 ERA. And the Grizzlies, who are 22-17, just 3.5 games back of first place in the California League North Division, they're looking for Modesto to lose and San Jose, who has won 6 games in a row. So that North Division getting very, very interesting. On the other side, the Rawhide, they give the ball to their number 18 overall prospect in their system, Caden Grice, the left-hander, a 1-3 record, a 4.44 ERA. Visalia now looking for back-to-back wins. They are 16-23 overall. They sit 6.5 games back of Rancho Cucamonga. So both teams looking to either stop the losing streak or continue their winning streak. Should be a great night of fun as Caden Grice takes on Brian Perez. So that's the pitching matchup. That's what happened yesterday. And the Grizzlies and Rawhide getting ready for Wednesday night battle. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with one of our membership services members of our ticket department. It is Julian Talai, and he joined us on the pregame show to talk a little bit about how you can secure your tickets to come to a future Grizzlies game. We talked about how he's been a part of Little Leagues, how you can be a group member, a season ticket holder, how he's worked with our mascot, Parker T. Bear, who has a birthday coming up as well. And of course, we had to talk about his favorite football team, the San Francisco 49ers. And we talked a little bit about if you come to a Grizzlies game, you never know who you're going to watch that could be in the big leagues later. Our pregame guest is Julian Talai, and when we come back after that break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with one of our Grizzlies ticket men and Julian Talai. Thank you so much for joining me on the pregame.
Thanks for having me, Steven. It's always great to be here with you.
So first question I have for you. So talk about how this season has been going for you and for the ticket sales of the Fresno Grizzlies.
Well, the season's been real good. It's been real fast. I mean, we're already through the month of May, it seems like, and two months in, and lots of cool things have been happening. Sales have been really rampant. We've been having a lot of fun times here at the ballpark. Lots of cool promotions that have already came and happened, and ones that are on the horizon as well.
Let's talk about a couple of the things that have already happened, from Savannah Bananas to Tequila Fest on the non-baseball side. But of course, we've had a lot of great promotions as well, with Star Wars Night, for instance. Talk about how amazing those events have been for you.
Yeah, Star Wars Night always is a fun one here at the ballpark. This year, for me especially, the first couple homestands have been fun, having a lot of Little Leagues coming out, doing parades, pregame and such. So it's been good to see how that's turned out for, you know, the time frame when you're setting that up, getting into the season starting, and then it all turning out to the event. So it's a real fun process.
Yeah, so you talked about Little League. So how can someone who has is a part of a Little League reach out to you and be able to come to a Grizzlies game?
Yeah, they can reach out to me via my phone, 559-320-2532, or they can find my email on the front office directory, and we can, you know, get connected and talk about experiences and ways we can provide the kids with some fun, because that is the future of the sport. So,
you know, you're not wrong about that, and a lot of promotions down the line too, especially this weekend, where not only we have Growers Night to celebrate the agriculture here in the Central Valley, but we also have a very special guest appearance that's coming on Saturday. Talk to the fans about that.
Yeah, so Jim O'Hare from the show Parks and Recreation will be here, and he will be making an appearance on the concourse meeting with fans. So get your tickets so you can come on out here and meet him on Saturday, and it'll be a lot of fun. I heard he goes by a couple of different names, Jerry, Gary, or...
Yeah, Harris, Jerry, yes, he like does, so, yeah.
It should be a fun, interesting time. I know he's excited to join us, and we're excited to have him as well.
Of course, first pitch is at 6:50 p.m. for that Saturday game to have and meet our guest appearance. And then Sunday, of course, is Parker's birthday. I know that you work with Parker to go to Little Leagues as well, too. How fun is it working with the greatest mascot in minor league baseball?
Oh, Parker's the best. I mean, honestly, I have the pleasure of working with him every Little League opening ceremony this year, and last year got that relationship started. So it's been fun to go out to the leagues, watch him do his thing, and see how the kids radiate with excitement when he hits the field, and they all want him to do the gritty, and they all want him to hit the dances and stuff like that. And he's always willing to oblige, and he gives a lot of his time, even though he's usually in hibernation around that time of year. He's willing to still come out and say hi.
You know, he is the best mascot in all of minor league baseball, the best bear possible. But later this year as well, too, we have the 4th of July. And you being a dad, being with your family, how important is for fans to come out to 4th of July, but also for games the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Chukchansey Park's a great spot for you and your family to come out to. With the splash park in right field, you can get the kids, you know, out there and have them do some things to get out of the heat. And then if you want to go enjoy yourself, you know, as well, we have the social in left field, so you can kind of mix and match how you spend your evening here with us. You know, plus the entertainment on the field, not just the baseball, but the things that we do to engage our fans, and the little kind of in-seat giveaways that we'll do and such. Those are ways to, you know, create memories and experiences. And when you come out here with your family, you can drive home and watch the kids fall asleep, and you know you've done well.
You know, of course, we all have a lot of group options as well, too. So what are some benefits of being a season ticket holder, but also being a part of a group that comes out to the ballpark?
Yeah, so group tickets are great, because if you're coming out on a single night and you want to save a little bit of money per ticket, you can do that by buying them at a group rate of 20 persons or more. You have a pretty wide selection of seats. You can do this in almost any section of the ballpark. Season tickets, though, provide the best perks as far as discounts in the team store, the best ticket price per ticket. You have all these other events that we'll invite you to, like batting practice, our end of year Christmas party where you can take pictures with Parker Claus. So there's a lot of fun little ins and outs that come with season ticket membership. The biggest thing I always ask my prospective clients is, how many tickets do you feel the need for as a family? With our exchangeability and the fact that tickets can get moved around, you really can take advantage of that and find yourself going through your allotment a lot better, instead of trying to come out every single night. That could be a little tough on folks. So,
you know, and besides baseball, I know that you're actually a big football guy as well, too, and you're a 49ers ticket holder as well, too.
Yeah.
So the NFL draft just happened a couple weeks ago. How do you think your 49ers are going to fare this season?
Well, Steven, thanks for bringing that up. I was hoping you would do that with me right now. I'm pretty excited about the idea that the 49ers are going to go and try to redeem the unfortunate loss that took place a few months ago in February in Las Vegas. But the cool thing about sports and football is that you have to go out there and replay each of the games to try to get back to that level. So although on paper it seems like they should have no problem, they have to go play the 17 games and then some with the playoffs. And we'll see what happens. I mean, you have a core of guys that should be favorable in doing this, but week to week things change, and who knows who will be the hot team next year.
You're not wrong about that, and the fun thing is we're in San Jose next week, and our hotel actually overlooks where the 49ers play as well, too. You're also a Giants fan. It's been an up-and-down year, but how cool is it when you see guys like Kyle Harrison, who was just down here facing the Grizzlies a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy, and not just Giants players, but even Rocky players. We had Jordan Beck here for a short stint at the end of the 2023 season. And then he basically went from that all the way to the pros already. So it's one of those things where you have guys that are not just, you know, getting drafted and spending a lot of time in low A or rookie ball or anything. They're moving quickly, and they are the future of the game. So seeing what the Giants are trying to do with their farm system and seeing these guys here allows you to kind of get an idea on where they want to end up when it's all said and done, too.
You're not wrong about that. You never know who you're going to see, because they could be in the big leagues in a couple of years, Ezekiel Tovar to Hunter Goodman to Jordan Beck, as Julian mentioned. Julian, one more time, though, if fans are trying to reach out to you to buy tickets, how can they find you?
You can find me at the Grizzlies website on our front office directory, or you can call me directly at 559-320-2532.
Well, I'm so glad you could join us on the pregame show, and I know you got to get back to work. Thanks again.
Thanks, Steven.
And we thank Julian Tolai for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk about not only what he does on an everyday basis, but also talking that if you come to a Grizzlies game, you never know who you're going to see or meet, whether it's the players, whether it's special guest appearances. We'll talk more about that later in the broadcast and later this week as well. Again, a big thank you to Julian Tolai for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back, however you're listening. And wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. A stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball, Game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Your Grizzlies looking to get back in the win column after a 7-1 loss yesterday to the Rawhide. So the Grizzlies give the ball to Brian Perez for Visalia. They give the ball to Caden Grice. And with that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Visalia Rawhide, who come in with a record of 16-23. They sit third place in the California League South Division under manager D. Garner, back for another year. Here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing second base, number 8, Christopher Torin. Batting second, the shortstop, number 35, Anderson Rojas. Batting third, the DH, number 7, Kenny Castillo. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 20, Ruben Santana. Batting fifth is the catcher, number 16, Adrian De Leon. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 6, Drew Jones. Batting seventh is the right fielder, number 3, Angel Ortiz. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 11, Modafe Marte, and batting ninth, the left fielder, number 1, Jefferson Pena. And on the bump for the Visalia Rawhide is the left-hander, number 31, Caden Grice, a 1-3 record of 4.44 ERA. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies, 22-17. The Grizzlies, they are the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Rawhide, of course, the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Grizzlies are the Rockies. Lean off for your Toyota starting lineup is third baseman number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting second, the first baseman number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting third, the shortstop number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth and left field number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth, the DH number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting 6th, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting 7th will be the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. Batting 8th, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And batting 9th, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the mound for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 36, Brian Perez. A 2-1 record, a 5.40 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis's Toyota starting lineup will be Wimmer, Longwell, Perez, Hinchman, Andrews Jr., Tena, Perry, Hobson, Tucker, and Brian Perez on the bump. Again, a matchup of the single-A affiliates of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Visalia Rawhide, and your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. A great matchup as we get set for first pitch. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game two of a six-game series between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies. As the Grizzlies looking to take the field, a great pitching matchup between Brian Perez and Caden Grice as we are ready for baseballs. The Grizzlies getting ready to take the field. As the Grizzlies getting ready right now, the video being played out in left center field on the big video board. As the Grizzlies are ready to go. After yesterday's 7-1 loss, Fresno's won 6 of their last 8. They're looking to get a little bit closer in the California League North Division standing, just 3.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. Your Grizzlies already keep an eye on the scoreboard. Modesto and Rancho Cucamonga underway in Lone Mart Field. San Jose a 2-1 lead in Lake Elsinore. So the Grizzlies, they need to get back on the right track this evening as we get set for baseball. We have 4 more games tomorrow, 6:50, 7:05 on Friday, 6:50 again on Saturday, and Sunday, 1:05 p.m. And then we'll have a special Memorial Day on Monday as the Fresno Grizzlies travel to San Jose to take on the San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies taking the field. They're wearing their red unis. We'll talk about it more during the broadcast as we get set for first pitch. Let's head over to our PA announcer, Brandon Guthier, and we'll have the national anthem. And the national anthem to get us set for Wednesday evening baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball, game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the visiting Visalia Rawhide, the proud single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. A Highway 99 battle, the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track, as both teams right now have a standoff for the national anthem right now, actually. So two different guys are being taken care of. For Fresno, looks like it's right-hander Tyler Hoffman. I believe that he is the one standing on the Fresno side. On the other side for Visalia, it looks like that they have one of their relief pitchers as well, as both guys getting warmed up, and E.J. Andrews Jr. helping out as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide getting ready for first pitch. A lot of fun for Wednesday night baseball. As we are getting ready, the Grizzlies losing yesterday 7-1, looking to get back on the right track as both guys still standing on their respected sides for the national anthem. This is outstanding. Oh, man. The Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Fresno coming with a record of 22-17, 3.5 games back, tied for second place in the California League North Division standings. On the other side, Visalia at 16-23. They are 6.5 games back, third place in the California League South Division, as both teams still waiting to see who's going to win this standoff, as the Grizzlies throwing down right now and both umpires wanting the players to get off the field. We will see who leaves first, as now we are waiting and both umpires talking to their respected players. Both teams really excited about this one. This is outstanding right now. Before first pitch, we have a standoff, and the Grizzlies have won the standoff. The Fresno Grizzlies have won the standoff to start tonight's game. Just like that, as Fresno, Tyler Hoffman winning the battle. And now to Brian Perez, who will have first pitch tonight. He will work from the full windup. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, and it is inside at 6:55 p.m., and we are underway here at Chuck Chancy Park. Here comes the 1-0 from Brian Perez against Christopher Torin, as that pitch is a called strike on the inside part of the plate, and the count now at 1-1. Torin, the number 7 prospect in the Diamondback system, had a big game yesterday at the top of the lineup. As the 1-1 is a breaking ball that glistens in there. Count now at 1-2. Brian Perez, a 2-1 record, a 5.40 ERA. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. Winds and deals. And a ground ball to the third baseman, Wimmer. Wimmer snags it over to first. He makes the play. 5-3 as the first out is recorded, and it brings up the shortstop and Anderson Rojas. A beautiful 87 degrees, 12 mile per hour winds out to right field with first pitch at 6:55 p.m. Clear skies, a perfect night for Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Here comes the next pitch from Brian Perez, and a ground ball, hard hit, second baseman Tucker could not make the play, and into right field, a base hit for Rojas as he has his first base hit of the series. And just like that, Visalia trying to get something going, as here comes the designated hitter in Kenny Castillo. Home plate umpires Jeremy Rada over on the bases, Alan Bryan are umpires this evening. The Grizzlies wearing their red jerseys. Grizzlies run across the front. Fresno 5-8 when wearing these red jerseys. As here comes a pitch to Castillo, and it is outside, count of 1-0. They have the black numbers with the white outline, red hat, red bill, the Grizzly Bear logo on top of that red cap. As Perez will come set, here's his offering. Inside, almost hits Castillo, and they actually said it did hit Castillo, as he will head down to first base. So Castillo to first, Rojas to second, and a hit by pitch as here comes third baseman Ruben Santana, the number 10 prospect in the Diamondback system, and Visalia putting a couple of runners on here with only one out. Visalia is wearing the dark gray unis. Visalia run across the front. They have the red numbers on the back of them, black cap, black bill, and the V logo on their cap representing Visalia. As here comes the pitch from Perez, and it swung on and missed. 93 mile per hour sinker from the right-hander. The fastball with good sinking action to it. A slider and a changeup for the 20-year-old in Brian Perez. A 2-1 record of 5.40 ERA. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball harmlessly in foul territory. Longwell looks like he has a play initially as he watches it sail into the crowd. The count now at no balls and two strikes to Ruben Santana. Santana reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning in yesterday's contest. This Visalia lineup has tons of prospects. We have the number 7 prospect in Torin, Santana the number 10, going to night off Yonsel Luis, the number 6 prospect, and later in the lineup, Drew Jones, the number 3 prospect in the Diamondback system. when Fresno would take on the number 18 prospect in Caden Grice this evening. Here comes the 1-2 or 0-2, and it's fouled off and remains 0-2 as a fan literally right where he's sitting will have a souvenir. Count remains at no balls and two strikes from the right-hander in Brian Perez. Perez making his seventh start of the season. 20 years old, 6'2", 167 pounds. Here's the 0-2, and it's fouled off again just partially by Santana. Count remains 0-2. Perez, the right-hander from Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic, born on September 8th, signed as an international free agent by the Rockies in January 15th, 2021. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez, and it swung on and missed. A fastball on the inside, part of the plate at 92, and down goes Santana for the second out. First strikeout for Perez, and he picked up 12 of them in his last outing, the most by a Grizzlies arm in a game this season. That was back on May 15th at Stockton, where he picked up the win. Six innings, eight hits, four runs, four earned, one walk, and those 12 punch-outs. Now you're wondering, he allowed four runs on eight hits. Well, the Grizzlies winning the game 7-5. Well, Perez allowed four runs in the first inning. As here comes the pitch. That is outside. Count of 1-0 to Adrian De Leon. He allowed four runs on five hits, but then after that, five spotless innings. And he struck out nine over those five innings. As Perez picked up the win, as here's a ground ball to Wimmer who snags it. He'll go the short way to second for the final out. What a job from Braylon Wimmer to stay with that ball, and the Grizzlies and Perez are out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the first. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Rawhide and the Grizzlies. As third baseman Braylon Wimmer will lead things off against the left-hander in Caden Grice. A 1-3 record, a 4.44 ERA. Braylon Wimmer will lead things off for the first time this year for Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to change up their lineup that's averaging just over 3 runs a game in the month of May. We are 19 games into the month of May. Fresno at 3.22 runs here in the month. That's Caden Grice working from the full windup. Here comes his first pitch, and it's high for a ball, kind of one ball and no strikes. Caden Grice is a big body. As here comes the pitch from the 6'6 lefty. And it's a ground ball up the middle. The backhand, nice fielding play from the second baseman on the short hop in Turin. He makes the play, and Wimmer is retired. It goes 4-3 as it brings up the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. K Caden Grice, 6'6", 250 pounds. The left-hander is 21 years old, born in Greer, South Carolina. Was drafted by the Diamondbacks 64th overall in 2023. As that pitch is low, count of one ball and no strikes. Went to Clemson, where he was a two-way player, a left-hander and a first baseman. Drafted in the competitive balance round B. As here's the next pitch to Aiden Longwell, as he swings and misses, count of one ball and one strike. Signed in July and was the two-way player of the year award in 2023 at Clemson. It was one of the best teams in the country in 2023. As Longwell fouls off the next one, count of one ball and two strikes. As Grice on the mound, a 1-3 record, a 4.44 ERA. Eighth game, seventh start for Grice. Here's the 1-2, and that is called strike three, and Longwell down on strikes. First strikeout for Grice, second out of the inning, and it brings up the shortstop and Andy Perez. Grice, 24 1/3 innings, 37 strikeouts, a 1.19 whip. He's been outstanding this year for the Rawhide, as he looks for a 1-2-3 inning. As the pitch to Perez is high, count of one ball and no strikes. Again, he's a big, tall left-hander and a former really good hitter as well in college. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez. He swings and misses, count of one ball and one strike. As we said, Jeremy Rada, our home plate umpire, here in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the 1-1, and it is fouled off. Count now with one ball and two strikes. Andy Perez, the Grizzlies shortstop, an outstanding season so far, batting .282 over 37 games. Four home runs on the year, tied for the team lead. Here's the 1-1, and actuals 1-2, and Perez swings and misses. The throw down at first is in time, and Perez is out. A 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts for Grice as we head to the second with no score. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno, as Drew Jones will stride to the plate against right-hander Brian Perez. Perez will wind and deal. Here comes the pitch, and it is a cold strike. Good slider at 78 miles per hour from Perez against Drew Jones, the number three prospect in the Diamondbacks system. Here comes the pitch, and that is a good fastball that's grooved in there at 92. Quickly, no balls in two strikes. As Perez ready to go again, here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander. Winds and deals, And he goes to the breaking ball, and Jones way out in front of it to Wimmer, who tries to barehand it. And that ball will squirt past Wimmer, and Jones is on. We'll see what the ruling is. But Jones, he stepped way outside to try to get to that ball that had tons of movement. A slow chopper to third. Wimmer rushing in could not make the play. So we'll see what the ruling is. Either way, Jones is on, and it brings up the right fielder in Angel Ortiz. Ortiz had a big game yesterday, 3 RBI, as Jones is awarded another infield single. He has a pair of those in this series. As the first pitch is swung on and missed wildly by Ortiz. And the count and no balls in one strike. Brian Perez, the right-hander, looks in for the sign. Here comes his 0-1 offering. And it is low, count of 1-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Here's the 1-1, and a chopper up the middle. Perez, he will do it himself. 6-3, a double play. Andy Perez, the twin double play, and just like that, two outs. So 6-3 on the twin killing, and just like that will bring up Modafi Marte, the first baseman. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. As the first pitch is a strike in there, could change up at 82 miles per hour. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is in there for a strike, 94 from Perez. Here in the top of the second inning. As Perez looking for a clean frame, here comes the 0-2. And it's swung on and missed. And Perez, a nice inning of work as we head to the bottom of the second with no score. You'll see Grizzlies baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide, as Jason Hinchman will lead things off against the left-hander in Caden Grice. Here comes the pitch, and Hinchman ground ball up the middle, and a base hit, a leadoff single for Jason Hinchman. As Hinchman has now reached base safely in 16 straight games. Reach base, that means a walk or a hit or something. That is now 16 in a row for Jason Hinchman. As here comes the DH and E.J. Andrews Jr. First hit for Fresno this evening. On the second inning, no score between Visalia and Fresno. Here comes the pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. Against Caden Grice. Big hole on the right side with the first baseman, Marte, holding on the runner in Hinchman. As Hinchman takes his lead, here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and the throw down at first, and Hinchman is back safely. Hinchman has really good speed, surprisingly, for a guy who is as big as he is. Hinchman listed at 6'3", 220. Hinchman has not tried a stolen base so far this year. As here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. There goes Hinchman, and it's inside, and it gets away from the catcher. And De Leon, who is trying to transfer the ball from his catcher's glove to his hand, and Hinchman has a stolen base. So now he's one for one, and the count at 1-2. Runner at second with no outs. As Andrews Jr. going to try to bring in Jason Hinchman, who's in scoring position. As Grice steps off, a disengagement. Count of 1-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch from Grice as Andrews Jr. fouls it off. Count remains at 1-2. So Hinchman is first stolen base. And now he's in scoring position. As Andrews Jr. are going to try to bring him home. Hinchman came ready to play before pregame. He was the first guy dressed. As here comes the 1-2. And it's a ground ball. Base hit in the left field for Andrews Jr. Hinchman seeing the left fielder bobble it. He's on his way home. Andrews Jr. is second. He is out on the throw. But it doesn't matter as Hinchman scores. And it's 1-0 Fresno. A bobble in left field by Pena allows Hinchman to score, who is on his horse, Andrews Jr., trying to take second base. So Andrews Jr. has a single. It allows Hinchman to come home, making a 1-0 on the second hit. And then he tried taking second. It goes 7-4 on the put out for the first out. As Tena looks to bunt it, and it is caught by the catcher, De Leon. What a catch for the second out. We have seen a lot of great defensive plays over the first two innings. So Tena is retired on the pop-up. Two outs now as it brings up the catcher and Darius Perry. So it is a single and then E7 allowing Hinchman to score. No RBI, so the first error for Visalia. But Fresno has a 1-0 lead here in the second as the first pitch is a strike to Perry, count at 0-1. So Hinchman scores the run. The Grizzlies have the lead. Yes, here comes the 0-1 to Perry. And Perry takes a pitch inside, count at 1-1. So a bunt pop-up, Tena is retired, and now to Perry, the catcher. First time we've seen him in this series. We've already had a couple interesting plays as Perry ground ball foul, count of 1-2. On that Andrews Jr. play, single to left field, Pena had a fielding error allowing Hinchman to score. Andrews Jr. thrown out at second. It went Pena, the left fielder, to the second baseman, Torin. Here comes the 1-2 now. And it swung on and missed, and Perry down on strikes. But Fresno has a 1-0 lead as Hinchman, a leadoff single, he scores on an error. We'll be back for the top of the third. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 1-0, Fresno leads Visalia, as Jefferson Pena will lead things off against the right-hander and Brian Perez, a 2-1 record, a 5.40 ERA. Perez now with the lead, looking for another clean frame. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Perez. And it is a called strike, 94 on the gun there from the right-hander. Brian Perez, as we said, making his seventh start of the season. As he will wind and deal, here comes the pitch. And a ground ball softly hit. Perez now will catch it. Over to first is in time. And it goes 1-2-3 for the put out. As Pena is out, it brings up the second baseman in Christopher Torin. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that's a called strike, counted 0-1. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. That one's fouled off now, 0-2 to Tureen. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes the 0-2, and a ground ball, and that one is just foul down the third baseline. As Tureen was looking for extra bases, trying to jumpstart this Visalia offense that scored 7 runs in the first 5 innings in yesterday's 7-1 win over the Fresno Grizzlies. Visalia just their third win ever at Chuck Chancey Park in their team history. As Brian Perez trying to keep this lead at 1-0. Tureen 0-for-1 with a ground out to Braylon Wimmer. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. We'll wind and deal. And it's a little one bouncer to the second baseman Tucker up the middle. And Tucker makes a nice play for the second out. Sounded like a broken bat as well. So two away as it brings up the shortstop and Anderson Rojas. 1-for-1 with a single. As Rojas, the lefty, trying to get something going with two outs here in the third inning. Brian Perez started the third shutout of 2024 for the Grizzlies after tossing a career-high 5 2/3 innings at that time. But his last start was his most effective, 12 strikeouts over 6 innings. As here comes the 1-0 from Brian Perez, and it's fouled off, count at 1-1. And the reason why that was more effective than the shutout win for the Grizzlies was because Perez was extended a little bit more, not only in the innings, but also his pitch count. As here comes the 1-1. And it is a line drive, one bouncer to Perez, who backhands it over to first in time. It goes 6-3. Pitching coach Rolando Garza was impressed by Perez, who so far has 3 scoreless innings. We head to the bottom of the third. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Visalia. You're in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As Caleb Hobson looks to bunt and it runs inside. Count at 1-0 from Caden Grice, the left-hander, making his 8th appearance and 7th start of the year. Here comes the 1-0 and a line drive out to left field. Coming in, the left fielder Pena, and he makes the play for the first out as Hobson is retired. And it brings up second baseman in Tevin Tucker. Caden Grice, though, in college at Clemson, was the team's top power hitter and run producer for most of his career. Was the John Allroot two-way player of the year in 2023. Was a Golden Spikes Award semifinalist as well, as that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. In 2023, he was outstanding. An 8-1 record in his final year. As here comes the pitch, and it beans Tevin Tucker, who throws his bat towards the first base dugout. And it's a hit by pitch that did not feel good towards Tucker. So now a runner at first with one out for Braylon Wimmer, who is 0-for-1 with a ground out as Tucker is on base. We'll see if that hit-by-pitch affects his speed. But back to Grice. Not only did he pitch, he also was a great hitter, a .307 average in his last season with Clemson. Here's a fly ball to right field. It's hit well, and it will go over the right fielder's head, and it will be a ground rule double. Off to the grassy berm in right field as Tucker will take third and Wimmer has a double, now 1-for-2. A ground rule double, the second we've seen in this series so far. Runners at second and third with one out for Aiden Longwell. Longwell 0-for-1, the former 2 sports star in Ohio, as here's a line drive out to left field and that's going to be caught on the run. Tucker now heading to the plate. The throw is online, but it's late as Tucker gets there in time. It is 2-0 Fresno on the sacrifice fly to left by Aiden Longwell. So that is the second out, but a productive one on RBI for Longwell as Wimmer stays at second, but Tucker comes in to score. So we have one hit and one run this inning. Fresno now 3 hits and 2 runs. It's now 2-0 as it brings up Andy Perez with a runner at second and 2 outs. And the Grizzlies trying to get on Grice early in this game. Here comes the pitch, and actually Grice steps off as Perez getting ready. Runner at second as here comes the pitch in a lefty-lefty matchup. And Perez takes a ball inside, count at 1-0. For Caden Grice, that first run is unearned so far for the left-hander. So that was his first earned run of the game, as Perez would love to extend the lead. Wimmer, nice secondary lead as the ball gets away, and now Wimmer heading to third, and there's no throw from the catcher, De Leon. Wimmer in perfect stride gets to third base on the wild pitch from Grice. So now a runner at third with two outs, and Andy Perez, who struck out his first time, would love to score him. And now They're saying something towards where Wimmer is at third, and the umpire is trying to discuss something. Nothing happens on the play after the discussion between the pair of umpires. But Fresno trying to extend their lead here in the third. Here's the pitch. And Perez swing and a miss. Counted two balls and a strike. Perez, really good hands. He will celebrate a birthday on the 1st of June. Or the 3rd of June. He'll be 20 years old. As here's a ground ball, and the first baseman Marte will underhand toss it to Grice covering, and it's in time to end the inning. But not before a hit by pitch to Tevin Tucker, a ground rule double by Braylon Wimmer, and a sacrifice fly from Aiden Longwell makes it 2-0 Fresno. We head to the fourth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long with promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Visalia as Brian Perez takes on Kenny Castillo, who was hit by a pitch his first time at the dish. Perez will wind and deal. Here's the pitch. And a called strike. No, just missing. Count it 1-0 from Brian Perez, the right-hander, who signed in 2021 by the Rockies. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike at 94 miles an hour. He was considered the Rockies' top pitching international signing, according to Ben Baylor, who said has both power and feel, throwing plenty of strikes and spinning a good off-speed pitch. Other notable signings that year included Dion Jorge, Jordy Vargas, Brian Mania, who we might see next season, Rony Cruz, and Bryant Betancourt. As that one is fouled off, we count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes here in the top of the fourth inning to Kenny Castillo. But Brian Perez has been very good throughout his career as there's time called by Castillo at the dish. And Perez, now just in his second season stateside, is now pitching for the Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes the 2-2. And a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. That is the third strikeout for Perez as he gets Kenny Castillo to start the fourth inning. And it brings up the third baseman in Ruben Santana, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Perez is now retired 6 in a row. Now with 3 punch-outs, here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is a called strike to Santana, counting 0 balls and 1 strike. Just 2 hits allowed so far, a pair of singles allowed by Perez. Perez now has 7 scoreless innings in a row. Here's the pitch. That's outside, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. as Brian Perez will get a new baseball. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. 1-1 from Perez on its way, and it's outside 2-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. As that swung on and missed, a healthy hack from Santana. They count out 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth inning. Again, that number, 800-933-3689. Give them a call to help you out, Express Furniture Rental. As here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Perez, 95 for his fourth strikeout. And he's gone Santana twice so far. There are 2 outs as here comes the catcher in Adrian De Leon. Here in the top of the fourth inning. As De Leon now, who is 0-for-1 on a fielder's choice, will stride to the plate. A very good catcher for the Rawhide. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is inside. Count of 1 ball. And no strikes. So 1 ball, no strikes to De Leon. Here comes the pitch. And a broken bat, little pop-up in no man's land. And the ball's going to drop as Perez was ranging back and couldn't make the play. It's a 2-out single for De Leon, his first hit in the series. Now it's Drew Jones who singled on an infield single his last time up. So 2 of the 3 hits were very lucky for Visalia. Now Perez will have to get out of this inning by facing Drew Jones. Jones, he is listed at 6'4", 180 pounds. As that pitch is low, count at 1-0. Jones, born on November 28, 2003, a first-round draft pick by the Diamondbacks out of high school a few years ago. Second straight season with Visalia. Here comes the pitch and a check swing again. Did he go around? He did. Count at 1 ball and 1 strike. As Perez taking his time so far, pitch clock at 10 seconds as Perez looking in. He will come set around the belt. And here comes his pitch. And a line drive base hit to right center field. That ball gets down and into center field as Hobson throws the ball in quickly. On to third is De Leon. And Visalia trying to put together a 2-out rally here. As Jones now 2-for-2. He has 4 hits. Or now 4 hits for Visalia. He has 2 hits. He had a pair of hits yesterday, reaching base 4 times. So now 4 hits in the series for Jones. And now the right fielder, Angel Ortiz, who hit into a double play the first time, comes to the dish. There's a couple fans urging Perez to get out of this inning. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a foul ball. Counted 0-1 from Brian Perez. As we said, signed in 2021, he is the nephew of former MLB All-Star, World Series champion, and no-hitter recipient, Edison Volquez. So he comes from a very good background of baseball. As that's low, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. He actually considers himself The Rock. It's also his nickname on his social media pages. La Piedra. As a count at 1 ball and 1 strike, Perez will come set. Here comes his delivery. And it gets away from the catcher in Perry. This will score a run. It's now 2-1 on the wild pitch. As De Leon scores after a 2-out seamy single, he scores the run. And on to second goes Jones. So now runner at second with 2 outs. Counted 2 balls and 1 strike. As Perez's scoreless streak is over just like that. And now it's a 2-1 game. Visalia trying to tie this game up with a possible hit from Ortiz. Perez getting ready once again, and I think everyone else is ready on top of it. As Perez looking in for the sign from Perry. 2 balls, 1 strike. Perez comes in around the belt. Here comes his pitch. And that is a called strike. 89 miles per hour. The count at 2-2. 2-1 our score here in the top of the fourth inning. Grizzlies and Rawhide battle the Highway 99. Fresno. They are 43-12 all time against the Rawhide as that is swung on and missed, and Perez has his 5th punch out of the game. We head to the bottom of the 4th. Grizzlies looking for more runs right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As Jason Hinchman, a foul tip, counted 0-1 against a left-hander in Caden Grice. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 Fresno leads Visalia. Hinchman fly ball to right field. Ranging back is the right fielder with plenty of room and making the play is Ortiz. For the first out, as Hinchman is retired, one away, and it brings up the designated hitter in E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. 1-for-1 with a single in this contest, but he was thrown out trying to get to second base from the left fielder in Pena. The air by Pena allowed Hinchman to score, who was just retired, as that is a called strike, count at 0-1, to E.J. Andrews Jr. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1, Fresno leads Visalia. As that pitch is in the dirt, count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. As the Grizzlies and Rawhide, game 2 of this 6-game series, Wednesday night baseball. Here's the 1-1, and that is fouled off. Count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fresno just 3.5 games back in the California League North Division standings. San Jose trailing Lake Elsinore 4-2. Modesto leading Rancho Cucamonga 2-0. As Andrews Jr. swings and misses, and Grice has his 4th strikeout of the evening. Second out, and it brings up the right fielder in Felix Tena, who is 0-for-1. He popped up on a bunt attempt and was caught by the catcher in De Leon in a nice play. That was back in the second inning. Tena riding a modest hit streak as here comes the pitch from the lefty in Grice, and it swung on and missed, count at 0-1. Tena on a 2-game hit streak, 3-for-8 with a pair of RBIs, in his past couple of games. Tanner has looked really good at the dish. Good plate discipline. As that pitch is high, count of one ball and one strike. But Tanner has been trying to get some more hits, so he swung at that first pitch that was a little bit out of the zone. As here comes the 1-1, and that pitch outside, two balls and a strike. Tanner just 20 years old. Another international find by the Rockies organization. It's a left-hander in Grice. Here comes the 2-1 to Tanner. And Tanner flies one out to deep right field, but it is playable for the right fielder in Ortiz to end the inning. Grizzlies go down in order as we head to the fifth. 2-1 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1, Fresno leads Visalia. As Perez will wind and deal, and the first pitch is a ground ball. The shortstop Perez gobbles it up over to first in time. And it goes 6-3 as Marte is now 0-2. And it brings up the left fielder in Jefferson Pena. Pena, high chopper back to Perez's first time. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. As Perez will wind and deal. And that is a called strike. Good slider at 79 miles per hour. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As there's a chopper right back to Perez again. Perez scoops it up over to first in time. And there's two quick outs as it will bring up the second baseman in Christopher Turin. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. So two quick outs now to Turin, the leadoff hitter. He is 0-2 with a pair of ground outs. Perez ready to go. Here comes the right-hander's offering, and it is a called strike. 94 miles per hour nestled in on the left side of the plate. Counted 0-1. Against Christopher Turin, T-O-R-I-N. Winds and deals again. And it's quickly 0-2. Another good fastball from Perez. He looks for another punch out. Has 5 so far. 17 over his last 2 games. Perez has been filling up the strike zone. Here comes the pitch from Perez again. And Turin, a ground ball, it goes foul. Count remains the same at no balls and 2 strikes. here in the top of the fifth inning as the Grizzlies lead 2-1 against the Visalia Rawhide. Game two of this six-game set. Perez ready to go. Here comes his 0-2 again to Turin. And it's another foul ball. He just gets a piece of it. 96 from Perez, his fastest pitch of the evening. Good spin rate, just under 2,000 RPMs. Good horizontal break as well from the right-hander in Perez. Here comes another 0-2 offering. And it's a line drive foul. Turin was right on that slider that hung a little bit more than Perez would have liked at 83 miles per hour. Perez, as we said, a three-pitch mix. A fastball with great sinking action, a slider, and a changeup. Still no balls, two strikes. Perez looks in to Perry. Here comes the 0-2. And a line drive out to left field, and that gets down for a base hit in front of the left fielder henchman. Turin stays alive with a couple foul balls, and then a two-out single, his first hit here tonight. He had three hits in last night's contest, including a double and two runs scored. That's five hits for Visalia as it brings up the shortstop in Rojas, who's 1-for-2. Rojas' second year with the Rawhide. A very good middle infielder. This infield for Visalia, very, very good. You have Santana, Rojas, Turin, and Luis, as that's fouled off of Perry. And the count at 0-1. Yonso Luis, the night off. He is the number six prospect in the Diamondbacks system. You have a returner in Rojas who continues to hit the baseball well. And, of course, we just saw Turin's last at-bat. He's the runner at first. Rojas, 5'10", 150 pounds from the Dominican Republic. As here comes the 0-1. And that is just low. Count at 1-1. That looked like a changeup there from the right-hander in Perez. Would love to get another ground ball here. His defense behind him has been very clean tonight. Perez comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's way outside and it gets away from Perry. And that should be a wild pitch as it allows Turin to take second base. And Visalia for the second straight inning trying to score a run after two quick outs. And it looked like that Perez and Perry were crossed up on that as Perry will go talk to the right-hander. A count now at 2-1. Here in the top of the fifth inning. As Perez looks back the runner at second and the mound visit is done. Darius Perry, 2-1. It is officially a wild pitch by Perez, his second of the game. As the Grizzlies trying to get out of this inning without any damage. Here comes the 2-1 as Perez looks back the runner. Here's the pitch and a ground ball, and the first baseman Longwell is there. He will tag the bag and end the inning, and we are through five. It is 2-1 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1, Fresno leads Visalia, as there's a called strike to Darius Perry, who's 0-for-1. Against a left-hander in Caden Grice, the number 18 prospect in the Diamondback system. As Perry calls time, count of no balls and one strike. Lou Pervon's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here comes the 0-1, and Perry lines one foul. Count now at 0-2. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervon's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. The pitch is high, count at 1-2. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. As here comes the 1-2, Perry, that ball dips low, count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The UCLA product against the Clemson product in Perry versus Grice. Perry looking to get on base. He's on a modest 2-game hit streak as well. Here comes the pitch, and Perry, a little one bouncer to the third baseman, picked up by Santana nicely. The throw to first is in time. It goes 5-3 for the first out as it brings up the center fielder in Caleb Hobson. Hobson 0-for-1, a line out to the left fielder. And Pena is first time up. As the Grizzlies bomb the lineup, trying to get something going. A run in the second and third innings for Fresno. Visalia, a run in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and he will take a called strike. Count it 0-1. From the left-hander in Grice. As we said, a two-way player, a very good hitter. But a very good pitcher in 2023 was the reason the Diamondbacks got him. As a left-hander. So here's a ground ball softly hit to the second baseman. Picked up by Torino over to first in time to get the speedy Hobson. Two away now. As here comes Tevin Tucker, who was hit by a pitch and scored his first time at the plate. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1 Fresno leads Visalia here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Game 2 of the 6-game series tomorrow night at 6:50 p.m. First pitch. Here's the pitch to Tucker. It's high for a ball count at 1-0. Good pitching matchup as well. Jacob Steinmetz gets the ball for the Rawhide, who picked up his first professional win against Fresno last year at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. Count at 2-0. And left-hander Austin Emener, who punches out a lot of batters. That's the projected pitching matchup tomorrow. As here comes the 2-0 to Tucker, and it is fouled off. Heads up on the right side. I wonder if it got into the booth, and the count at 2-1 just to the right of us. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 2-1, and that's outside. 3 balls and a strike to Tevin Tucker. Tucker, the West Virginia product. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here comes Grice's offering. And it's high for a ball. And Tucker is on base, a 2-out walk. And he has reached base as a hit by pitch and a walk. First walk issued by either pitcher tonight. And it brings up the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. 1-for-2 with a ground rule double his last time at the dish. Braylon Wimmer just saw a 6-game hit streak come to a halt. As Tucker leads from first, great speed with a big hole on the right side. Here's the pitch, and Wimmer, ground ball foul. That was on the inside part of the plate. Wimmer batting 265, 4 home runs. He now has 16 RBI, a 752 OPS. Wimmer went to South Carolina, and these two, that means they were rivals Clemson and South Carolina. There goes the runner, Tucker, and it's fouled off by Wimmer. Count it 0-2. Clemson, South Carolina in football always meet on the final week of the regular season. So Wimmer would love to win the battle of South Carolina right here. No balls, two strikes as Tucker leads from first again. And time called as Grice steps off the rubber, disengagement. Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman for Fresno, might play it short later in this series. Grice will come set around the belt. Here comes his 0-2. And Wimmer, ground ball to the shortstop, deep in the hole. The throw to second is in time to end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the sixth, 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 2-1 Fresno leads Visalia. As Kenny Castillo will lead things off against the right-hander in Brian Perez. Castillo 0-for-1, a hit by pitch back in the first inning. As here comes the right-hander's offering, and it's a little blooper that goes just foul as Longwell tried to make a play. Count it 0-1. From the right-hander in Brian Perez. Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Folk giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire, as that pitch runs inside. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. As that swung on and missed, good slider down in the zone from Perez. Count now at one ball and two strikes. Perez looking to get out of this inning without any damage as the Grizzlies clinging on to a 2-1 lead. They're in the top of the sixth as Perez looks in. Here comes the offering from the right-hander. We'll wind and deal. And it swung on and missed. And Castillo down on strikes again. That's six punch-outs now for Perez. And he's halfway to his total already from his last start. As here comes third baseman Ruben Santana, who has struck out twice so far. Perez, as we said, 12 strikeouts over a career-high six innings. And he already is two outs away from tying a career-high in innings pitched. As the first pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Perez, 8 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts in that outing at Banner Island Ballpark just last Wednesday. Here comes the offering, And it is inside, two balls and no strikes. Again, just 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. As we said, he is the nephew of Edinson Volquez, the former big leaguer. As Perez will wind and deal, here comes his pitch. And it's inside again, three balls, no strikes. You can tell from the batter in Santana that he wants to go after that pitch, and the wrist strength showing up there is the count now at three balls and no strikes. As Perez worked outside of Santana, now coming in, here's the 3-0, and it's inside again. First walk from the right-hander in Perez. And it brings up the catcher in Adrian De Leon. 1-for-2, a single and a run scored for the Rawhide catcher. De Leon listed at 5'7", 180 pounds from Azua, Dominican Republic. Same area as Luis Mendez, the Grizzlies infielder. As here's a mound visit between the pitching coach in Rolando Garza, his right-hander in Perez, and the catcher in Perry. Here in the top of the sixth inning, 2-1, Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. As Garza heading back towards the dugout, Rolando Garza's first season as the Grizzlies pitching coach. Took over for Mark Brewer. And Garza, the former Tampa Bay Rays pitching coordinator, said he's having a lot of fun this year so far and working with guys like Brian Perez. Here comes the pitch and a breaking ball that's called a strike on the inside part of the plate, counted 0-1. As it looks like a right-hander starts to get loose down in the pen. I believe that's Brady Hill, number 9. As here comes the 0-1. And it is swung on and missed right back to the breaking ball. Now no balls and two strikes as Perez looking for another punch out. Runner at first with one away here in the sixth inning. Another close game here at Chuck Chancey Park. As time called by the batter in De Leon. Late time as the home plate umpire and Jeremy Rada approving of the time. Counting no balls in two strikes. Perez will touch the rosin bag, try to get a better grip on that baseball. Brian Perez, listed at 6'2", 167 pounds. Here's the 0-2 and a ground ball, a very high ball. And Perry makes the play from his catcher's position for the second out. Oh, that was nifty from Perry. Great job getting from the squat to make the play. Up to second goes Santana. It goes 2-3 on the putout. And now the center fielder, Drew Jones, who's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. That was a great job from Perry to get out of his catcher's squat. And the ball that was high in the air, it was going to be a tough angle for the pitcher and Perez to make a decent throw because Perez would have had to spin his whole body. Perry, his momentum already going towards first. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, counted 0-1. So Perry makes the second out, and now Perez trying to get out of this inning unscathed. He's looked good so far through 5 2/3 innings. Trying to tie a career high in innings pitched. Here comes the 0-1 to Jones. And a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. 0-2. Another slider at 81, and now Perez, what does he throw here? Does he go back to an off-speed pitch, or does he try to pick up the strikeout with the fastball? Perez looks in. He will come set with 3 on the pitch clock. Here it is, and it swung on and missed. He went to the slider for his 7th strikeout and a clean inning. We head to the bottom of the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game and a tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1, Fresno leads Visalia as Aiden Longwell will lead things off. First pitch to Longwell is high, count of 1-0. Longwell's 0-for-1, but a sacrifice fly to pick up the RBI in the third inning. Aiden Longwell will be one of our upcoming pregame interviews. Can't wait for you guys to check that out as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. As we said, was a two-sport athlete, football and baseball mainly in high school. And this was a player that could have gone D1 in both sports. As that's low, count at 2 balls and a strike. He said that when he played football, a pro-style quarterback, he said he just was kind of like Tom Brady, stood in the pocket and threw to his weapons. As that pitch is high, 3 balls and a strike. 2-8 in Longwell from Caden Grice. Aiden Longwell, a very good hitter. A first baseman that's built like a leadoff hitter. As here comes the 3-1. And that is a call strike, now 3-2. Longwell, he is listed at 6'1", 205 pounds, but has great idea of the strike zone. As here's the 3-2, and that is called strike 3, and Longwell is out. That is the 5th strikeout for Grice. Second time that Longwell is out on strikes, and now brings up Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2. He struck out his first at-bat and a ground out in his second here in the bottom of the 6th inning. As Perez gets ready, here comes the pitch from Grice, and it is a called strike, count at 0-1. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chuck Chancey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy, as that pitch almost hits Perez, count at 1-1. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. As Perez takes that pitch outside, 2-1. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. As the count now at 2 balls and a strike to Perez, here's the pitch. And Perez, a high chopper to second. This is playable for Tureen over to first in time for the second out. Perez retired, now brings up Jason Hinchman, who's 1-for-2. Again, thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball for your clear bag policy that will start on June 1st. That's right, June 1st, here in the bottom of the 6th. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman from Grice, and it is a call strike, count at 0-1. They're on May 22nd. Crazy to think that we're almost at the end of the month. As the pitch is low to Hinchman, count at 1 ball and 1 strike. 4 more games left in this series after tonight between Visalia and Fresno. As here comes the offering from Grice, and Hinchman takes it outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Here on May 22nd. Two balls, one strike to Hinchman, who has great power. Here's the pitch. And Hinchman, a chopper to third. This is playable for Santana, who gobbles it up, and Hinchman is safe! Hinchman beats out the throw! A two-out infield single, and Hinchman now 2-for-3. That is just the fourth hit for Fresno, and Hinchman has half of them as he beats out the play. The third baseman, Santana, great job fielding the ball, but the first baseman and Marte couldn't believe it as Hinchman beat the throw. And now it's E.J. Andrews Jr. who's 1-for-2 with a single. As here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. So Jason Hinchman, we have said that, 6'3", 220 pounds, the guy motors. You could tell in that infield single right there. As Andrews Jr. trying to extend this inning. Here comes the pitch, and it's high. Now a check on Hinchman. That's the second time De Leon has gone down to first base trying to see if he can catch Hinchman. Out of all the guys in this Grizzlies lineup, Hinchman's the one they've been worried about the most. As here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. There goes Hinchman, and Andrews Jr. fouls it off towards the third base side, the Visalia dugout. Third base coach and Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez watching as Hinchman took off for second base. Grizzlies first base coach is their manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League manager of the year. Count of 1-2. As Grice will come set around the belt, here comes the pitch. There goes Hinchman, and another foul ball from Andrews Jr. Heads up over there in right field. Count of 1-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., a couple younger siblings. As here comes the 1-2. And Andrews Jr. takes it outside. 2-2. The former Fresno State Bulldog. Third year with Fresno, but really his first year where he's playing almost every day. And now with the promotion of Jake Snyder, Andrews Jr., really the leader on this offense. Has counted 2-2. And now Hinchman picked off at first, but a low throw. And Hinchman is safe at second. The low throw is Grice trying to pick off Hinchman, who went to second. And because of the low throw, the first baseman, Marte, had an off-balance throw to second. And he is safe. It was a pickoff attempt, and Hinchman now in scoring position. What a job from Jason Hinchman, who's done a little bit of everything in this contest. And now Andrews Jr. trying to score him. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball to left field. That ball's hit well, and it is gone! The former Fresno State Bulldog, E.J. Andrews Jr., a two-run shot to left field, and it's 4-1. Andrews Jr.'s second home runs, RBI 11 and 12, and the Grizzlies extend their lead to 3. Andrews Jr. out to left field, and just like that, the Grizzlies are up 4-1 here in the 6th. And that was much needed for Andrews Jr. And now brings up Tennis, who lines one out to left field. That ball's hit well, and that ball will get down. This is a double for Tenna. He's now looking for 3. The throw is late, and Tenna's there with a triple. Home run and a triple, and the Grizzlies in business here in the 6th. As it brings up Darius Perry. Tenna with the triple, though. That ball again to left field. And Fresno now hitting Grice here in the 6th inning. As it brings up Darius Perry, who's 0-for-2. So Andrews Jr., 2 RBI, then Tenna the triple. Now 3 hits this inning. There's also been 2 runs. Fresno now up to 6 hits overall. They have 4 total runs in this game and a mound visit from the pitching coach in Tyler Mark. First triple for 10, a runner at third with 2 outs, all coming with 2 outs. And now Darius Perry, who's 0-for-2. As the moon shines in right field, the Grizzlies looking to put more runs on the dish. So Henchman, by the way, going back to when he got to second base, it's a stolen base for Henchman, just his second, and both in this game. As the pitch to Perry is high, count at 1-0, action down in the Visalia bullpen. So Henchman, as we said, didn't run a lot, has two stolen bases. As that is the record as Perez will foul it off. That's the record for most stolen bases by a player in a single game for Fresno this season. It's the third time it's happened. Hill the most recent. It is 4-1 here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Perry. Count of 1-2. Fresno erupting for a big two spot here in the sixth inning, and it's big because the home run and the triple really is something Fresno's been looking for a long time in this offense. Here comes the pitch to Perry, and he swings and misses, and Grice is out of the inning. But E.J. Andrews Jr., a two-run homer. It is 4-1 as we head to the seventh. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
This summer, we're going from...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 4-1, Fresno leads Visalia as Brian Perez still on the bump for your Grizzlies as he's now looking for a career high in innings pitched. As here comes the offering from the right-hander, and it's outside, count at 1-0 to Angel Ortiz, who is 0-2, a double play and a strikeout. Here at Chuck Chansey Park, a beautiful night for Wednesday baseball. As the pitch is a call strike, count it 1-1. Perez just at 80 pitches coming to the inning. As here comes the right-hander's offering. And it is a called strike, count it 1-2. Brian Perez looking to help out the cause right here. The right-hander trying to become another player to throw seven innings for a Grizzlies arm. As here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off by Ortiz. Count of 1-2. If Perez can get to seven innings, it'll just be the second time that a Grizzlies pitcher has reached that mark. Jack Mahoney the first to do it. Here comes the 1-2 as Perez will wind and deal. And it is low. 2-2. 4-1. Fresno leads Visalia here in the top of the seventh inning. And that home run from Andrews Jr., just the fourth home run at home for the Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball out to left field, a long run for Wimmer in foul territory, and the third baseman makes the play for the first out as Ortiz is retired. And it brings up the first baseman in Modifi Marte, M-O-D-E-I-F-I, Marte, M-A-R-T-E. He's 0 for 2 here in the top of the seventh inning as the Grizzlies lead 4-1. Here comes the pitch to Marte from Perez, and it's a foul ball, counted 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-435. 6263 today, as that is a called strike, 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez, and it's fouled off by Marte, just getting a piece of it as he swats it foul. Count it, no balls and two strikes. Top of the seventh inning here on May 22nd. Here comes the 0-2 again to Marte from the right-hander in Brian Perez. And it is outside. The count now at 1-2. As Perez looking for a punch out. Here comes the 1-2 to Marte. And it's inside, almost hits him. Count now at 2-2. Action in both bullpens. A right-hander, a tall righty down in that Visalia bullpen. And then a right-hander on the other side as well, too. Looks like it's Brady Hill for the Grizzlies. As here comes a 1-2 again and time called. A pitch clock violation on Brian Perez. Count now at 2-2. As Perez trying to get a strikeout. Perez ready to go. Here comes his 2-2 to Marte. And it is a slow ground ball, and it will go foul down the third baseline. Here in the top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 4-1. Stay tuned for scores around the California League, as we have a couple close games this evening. Here comes a 2-2, and it is foul tipped as Perry tried to catch it. Instead, it will go off of him. The count remains at 2-2. But the Grizzlies need some help from Lake Elsinore and Rancho Cucamonga, trying to stay within the standings. Game 40 here in the first half, as here comes the offering from Perez. And it's a high pop-up, and Wimmer and Perry in foul territory. Perry trying to make a play, runs out of real estate as he almost went over the visiting dugout railing. And it remains at 3-2. As Perez trying to get Marte, it's been a very long at-bat, and Perez now at 93 pitches. Here comes a 3-2. Winds and deals. And it swung on and missed. He wins the battle over Marte for his 8th punch out of the game. Second out of the inning. And it will bring up the left fielder in Jefferson Pena, who is 0 for 2 with 2 ground balls back to the pitcher in Perez. So Marte strikes out swinging for the second time in 3 at-bats. And now to Pena. And also for the right-hander in Perez, a career high in innings pitched. As that is a call strike, counted 0-1. And that fastball is going nowhere. 96 still on the gun. The speed has been electric from the right-hander. No balls and a strike. Perez ready to go. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Winds and deals. And it's quickly 0-2. Right back to the changeup this time. And now he's way ahead as he looks to pick up another punch out. for the right-hander in Perez, who was ready to go again, and the batter in Pena trying to stop and calls time. No balls, two strikes. Perez ready to get back into the dugout as here comes the 0-2. Winds and deals, and it's a foul ball as it almost hits Parker T. Bear, and the count remains at 0-2. Parker T. Bear celebrating a birthday on Sunday. It might have been in the emergency room. As Parker's going to go get that foul ball, count remains at no balls and two strikes. That was so close to hitting the Grizzlies Bear. As here comes the 0-2, and it's a fly ball to left field, and it will get down. A two-out single by Pena as he wins the battle. And that's the sixth hit allowed by Perez. And we'll see if that's it for the right-hander as Hill looks ready in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Now we watch manager Steve Solis in the Grizzlies' dugout as a ball gets away from the bullpen. And Perez, at 98 pitches, will stay in the game. Yesterday, Pacheco had 107 pitches. As he first pitches low, count at 1-0 to Christopher Torin, 1-for-3 with a single. This may be Perez's last batter. Let's see if he can end on a high note. As here comes the 1-0, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from Perry. Two balls and no strikes. As the right-hander Perez trying to get through this inning without any more damage. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. Not more damage, any damage, I should say. As here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike. Good fastball at 94. Count it 2-1. Fresno used four relievers yesterday. As Brady Hill down in that pen still. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. 94 again. And Torin, you could tell, was tangled up on that pitch on the inside part of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first with two outs here in the seventh inning. Perez comes set. Here's his pitch. And it's a high chopper to third. Wimmer charging it. The really tough bounce. And he makes the play to end the inning. We head to the stretch here in Fresno. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Caleb Hobson at the dish as the first pitch is inside, and it goes off the catcher in De Leon from the right-hander in Landon Sims. As he takes over on the bump for Visalia. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 4-1 Grizzlies lead here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. They're actually saying it was a foul ball, so the count at no balls and a strike. So final line for Caden Grice, the left-hander, 6 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 1 walk. He had 6 strikeouts. He also had 1 hit-by-pitch. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and that is a called strike. And quickly, it's no balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies lead 4-1, and Brian Perez, 7 innings of work for the right-hander on the other side. As here comes the pitch, and we have a time called by the batter in Hobson. Count remains at no balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide here on May 22nd. Here comes the 0-2 to Hobson. Long pause from Sims. Here's the pitch. Inside. Count out 1 ball and 2 strikes. That ball was high and in to Hobson. 94 from Landon Sims, who's ranked as the number 22 prospect in the Diamondback system. Here comes his offering to Hobson. And it is outside, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is 6'2", 227 pounds, 23 years old, went to Mississippi State, drafted in the competitive balance round A by the Diamondbacks with the 34th overall selection. As now time called again, and it's a pitch clock violation, now 3-2 on Sims. He was actually drafted in 2022 by the Diamondbacks in competitive balance round A. Born January 3rd, 2001 in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Here comes the 3-2 from Sims, and Hobson swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. First strikeout for Sims. Hobson now 0-for-3, and it brings up Tevin Tucker, who's been hit by a pitch and has walked. He's also scored a run. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sims making his 11th appearance. He has 1 start and 1 save, a 2-0 record, a 4.96 ERA, and a big bushy beard for the 23-year-old. As the first pitch to Tucker is a ball, count of 1 ball and no strikes. To Tevin Tucker. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Sims. And it's inside, almost hits Tucker. 2 balls and no strikes. Sims takes over for Caden Grice. So back-to-back prospects pitching for Visalia here for Wednesday night baseball. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. And it is fouled off. Count now at 2 balls and a strike. Let's give you some scores around the California League. Let's start with the game in Lake Elsinore, where the Storm and the Giants are tied at 4 in the bottom of the ninth. San Jose scoring 2 runs in the ninth inning. Lake Elsinore has 5 errors in the game. San Jose has won 6 in a row. As here's the pitch, and that is called a strike. The count now at 2-2 to Tevin Tucker. Jonah Cox, 25 stolen bases. He has 2 of the 4 runs. Giancarlo Cio has a double. And actually has a single and an RBI and a run. No extra base hits for San Jose. On the other side, 2 hits for Carpathios and Sanabria. That's counted 2-2. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3. And Tucker is out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sims. 2 outs in the inning, and it brings up third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. As they are now heading to extras, they are heading to the 10th, tied at 4. Modesto leads Rancho Cucamonga 5-0 at Lone Mart Field. Modesto has 9 hits as a club, which includes 2 from Luis Suisbel and Jacob Sharp. Home run from Montez, Lázaro Montez, as Wimmer takes a cold strike, counted 0-1. Montez has 7 home runs this year. Swispel, his 3rd home run. Montez has 2 of the 3 RBI overall. Rancho Cucamonga has 2 errors. They only have 2 hits as well in the middle of their lineup. As that goes outside, count at 1-1. The right-hander in McDaniels went 4 innings, allowed 2 runs, both of them unearned. As here comes the pitch from Sims to Braylon Wimmer. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman. This is playable. The throw to first is in time and a 1-2-3 inning. We'll talk about the game in Inland Empire between the Ports and the 66ers right after this. We'll be back. 4-1 Fresno.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Visalia as Brady Hill takes over on the mound. And Anderson Rojas at the dish as the first pitch is outside from the right-hander in Hill. Count at 1-0. And what a job for right-hander Brian Perez. A career-high 7 innings of 1-run ball. Here comes the 1-0 to Rojas, and he looks to bunt it. It goes foul. Count at 1-1. Perez allowed 6 hits, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch. He struck out 8. But Perez was fantastic. The right-hander finishing with 103 pitches. As here comes the pitch from Hill, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-2. But Brian Perez, 7 innings. He was in control for pretty much the whole game as he finishes with 8 strikeouts. Has 20 now over his last 2 outings as that ball is foul. We also have tonight's attendance, 1,538. 1,538 for tonight's attendance. Here in the eighth inning, the Grizzlies lead 4-1. As here's a fly ball out to left field. Playable for the left fielder in Hinchman. He runs it down for the first out and brings up the DH in Kenny Castillo. So one out here in the top of the eighth inning. As Brady Hill will take on Kenny Castillo, 0-2 with a hit by pitch. Small crowd tonight, but enjoying a great game. As here's a fly ball to center. This is playable for Hobson, and he will put it away. And now two outs as Castillo first pitch swinging. And it brings up the third baseman, Ruben Santana, 0-2 with a walk. We told you we were going to give you that 66ers and Ports score, 4-3 in the seventh. The Ports looking for back-to-back wins against Inland Empire. As the Ports, a good game so far. They have 11 hits in the contest. including two from Robert Poisson and Darlin Montero. They have two RBI from Nate Nankill and a double from Mann as well. Here comes the pitch and a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count it. One ball and one strike. The 66ers on the other side, they have a three-hit game from Anthony Scull. He also has three RBI thanks to a home run in the third inning off of Jefferson Jean. As that pitch runs outside, count it 2-1. Our score here, though, 4-1. Fresno leads Visalia here in the top of the eighth inning from right-hander Brady Hill. Here comes the pitch from Hill, and it's a chopper to short. This is picked up by Perez. Over to first, and a 1-2-3 eighth for Brady Hill. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies looking for insurance runs right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Visalia. Aiden Longwell will lead things off 0-2. With a sacrifice flies. Here's the pitch from Sims, and it's fouled off by Longwell. Counted 0-1. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Here's the 0-1, and Longwell takes it outside. Count at one ball and one strike. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that ball is fouled off, count now at one ball and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a big thank you again to Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino here in the bottom of the eighth. 4-1, Fresno leads Visalia. Here comes the pitch to Longwell from the right-hander. And it is outside, two balls and two strikes. The catcher, De Leon, trying to get a called strike as there is a lefty and Bryson Hammer down in the bullpen for Fresno. 4-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 2-2 to Longwell. And Longwell, a ground ball and went off his foot. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. That never feels good when you foul a ball off your body. Aiden Longwell, born October 17th, 2001, 17th round draft pick in 2023 by the Rockies out of Kent State. As he takes on the product in Landon Sims, who went to Mississippi State, part of the SEC. That's a count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The crowd very lively for 1,538. Here comes the 2-2. And Longwell, that one is just foul as the third base coach, Cesar Galvez, did a little bit of some ducking. You're in the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-1, Fresno being out hit, though. Or actually, same amount of hits as Visalia at 6 apiece. As here comes the 2-2. And Longwell, ground ball foul again, this time towards manager Steve Solis. As the Grizzlies trying to pick up a big win in game 2 of this series, even the series up at 1 apiece. Fresno trying to win on a Wednesday as well. It's been a very tough day of the week for the Grizzlies in 2024. Here's the pitch, and Longwell fouls it off again. Is that ball just below us? Fresno on Wednesdays, 2-5 overall, 1-2 at home. Wednesdays have been their tough games, despite a great record on Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wednesdays has been the kryptonite for Fresno. Right now, playing like Superman as here comes the 2-2 to Longwell. And Longwell takes a pitch outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes as Sims was looking for the punch out. As we said, Sims making his 11th appearance last year among 3 different teams. He had 7 appearances with the Rawhide as a starter. Here's the 3-2. And Longwell, ground ball and a base hit to right field. He has his first hit of the evening. He also has that sacrifice fly. Don't forget that 7th hit for Fresno as it brings up shortstop Andy Perez. As Longwell reaches right there. And now to Andy Perez, who's 0-for-3. The Grizzlies shortstop trying to get a base hit right here. And continue with this inning. Maybe Fresno can get some insurance runs here in the bottom of the 8th. Here's the pitch from the right-hander Sims. And Perez takes it in the dirt. And the ball scoots away from the catcher. And De Leon, and up to 2nd, goes Longwell. Runner at 2nd now with no outs here in the 8th inning. Fresno looking to add on a run. A run in the 2nd, a run in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 6th. E.J. Andrews Jr., his 2nd home run of the year. And for Fresno, just their 4th home run at home out of 22 overall. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and he lines one in center field. That's a base hit. It gets down. Longwell being waved in. Here's the throw. It is up the line, and it is an RBI single for Andy Perez. 5-1 Grizzlies. Perez 1-for-4 at that RBI knock. Longwell skedaddles home without a throw. And just like that, Fresno, there's the insurance run. It is now 5-1 here in the 8th, and Fresno still with no outs. Have Hinchman and then Andrews Jr. Hinchman 2-for-3. He has scored twice. As here comes the pitcher on the right-hander in Sims. And Hinchman takes a called strike, counted 0-1. Good off-speed pitch at 89 miles per hour from Sims. The fastball can range in the mid-90s. Very hard-throwing bullpen in Visalia. And Sims, one of the headliners. As there goes Perez. Now they pick over. And Perez is out at 2nd. He is picked off in the caught stealing. So it goes 1-2-3. And then 3-6. And Perez is the first out. Perez was trying to get a good jump. Instead, he is the first out. And now Hinchman with no one on and one away. And a 5-1 game as Hinchman, that's up the middle. And the second baseman ranging over makes the play. It didn't look like the pitcher in Sims touched it, so I believe it's just 4-3 for the second out. Now Andrews Jr., 2-for-3, a 2-run homer back in the 6th inning. That's the difference maker. So there are 2 outs now here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 5-1 Fresno. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it is a called strike, counted 0-1. His home run came off of Caden Grice, the left-hander. And for Fresno, that was just their third home run against a lefty this year. That ball goes to the backstop. And Andrews Jr., the count now 1-1. But Fresno, big insurance run as we check out the scores. And San Jose leads 5-4 in the bottom of the 10th inning. Modesto leads 5-0 in the 9th. So Fresno needs to win this game. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count it 2-1. So 2-1. To E.J. Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch. And Andrews Jr. takes a called strike. Now 2-2. 4-3 Stockton leads. 5-1 our score. 5-0 Modesto leads Rancho Cucamonga. And San Jose leads 5-4 in the bottom of the 10th as a Storm trying to win that game. Here's the 2-2. Andrews Jr. swing and a miss as we head to the 9th. A 5-1 game after the RBI single from Andy Perez. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the 9th inning, it is 5-1. Fresno leads Visalia. As Bryson Hammer takes on Adrian De Leon, who's 1-for-3, a single and a run. Here comes the pitch from Hammer, and it's inside again. 2-0. Final line for Brady Hill, 1 inning. And it was a 1-2-3 frame for Hill. As he will receive a hold, as here comes a mound visit from the catcher in Perry. So Brady Hill, ERA now down to 1.17 after his 1-2-3-8. And now to Bryson Hammer, who has a 1.83 ERA. So Hill making his 13th appearance, and then Hammer making his 14th appearance. A 2-1 record, he's 2-for-4 in save chances, but with a 5-1 lead, it is not a save chance anymore. As here comes the 2-0 from the lefty, and it will bean De Leon, who was not happy at all. 3 straight pitches inside, and he will reach on the hit by pitch. And he looks to be in a little bit of pain. As he will head down to first base, and now it's center fielder Drew Jones, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. Here in the top of the 9th, 5-1, Fresno leads Visalia. As Lake Elsinore just walked off on San Jose 6-5 in the bottom of the 10th. And that is a final. So the Grizzlies will stay at least for a tie in second place, looking for the win, though, as that pitch runs outside. Count of one ball and no strikes from Bryson Hammer. Hammer, 6'1", 186 pounds, 22 years old. Went to Dallas Baptist, where he was drafted by the Rockies last year. Here's the 1-0, and that is a called strike. Count of 1-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow. You're on May 22nd. Glad you could join us, as that pitch is low. Count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. As Bryson Hammer trying to finish up this game. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and that's a ground ball. The second baseman in Tucker goes to short for one on a first. It won't be in time. What a play from Tucker, maneuvering towards the first base side and then being able to move his body to make the throw to second to get De Leon. So it is a fielder's choice. It goes 4-6 for the first out. And now to Angel Ortiz, who's 0-3. So runner at first with one away. Nice force out as Tevin Tucker makes the play. Yes, here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Hammer, and that's a ball outside. Count at 1-0. Tevin Tucker and Andy Perez, the middle infielders. Yes, here comes the pitch from the lefty in Hammer. And a chopper again to Tucker. Tucker, he will look back the runner at second. He'll throw it on a first. That was his only play. And a good job from Tucker to make it. As Jones gets to second and Ortiz is out. 4-3, 2 away. And now it's Modafi Marte who's 0-3. So Modafi Marte, the last batter, possibly for Visalia, with 2 outs here in the ninth inning. 5-1. Fresno leads Visalia. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. Count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grizzlies trying to even the series up at 1 game apiece. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Hammer. And it is inside. The count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hammer has not been able to find the strike zone as much in this game as usual. Just 11 pitches, 3 strikes. Here comes the pitch, and that is a call strike. Now it's 4th strike in this outing. It's count now at 2-1 to Marte. Jefferson Pena on deck. 2 balls, 1 strike. Fresno, a big game from a couple of their middle of their lineup batters. Here's a ground ball to Wimmer at third. He scoops it up over to first. It's a low throw. The dig. And it is going to get away from Longwell. The throw to the plate is not in time as Jones scores. And it's now 5-2. So Jones scores on the play. And now it's 5-2 here with 2 outs. So Marte will reach on the low throw from Wimmer. It should be an error as it got away from Longwell. So it is a run. It should be unearned as well. So now with 2 outs, a runner at first for Jefferson Pena, who's 1-3. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner, and there was no one covering. So it should be no stolen base for that, as they just allowed the runner to get there. So now a runner at second with 2 outs. So indifference on that play. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. Here in the top of the ninth inning, 5-2 now. Still waiting for that official ruling. Yes, here comes the 2-1, and that is low. 3 balls and a strike. Or 2 balls and a strike as Hammer trying to find the strike zone here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies lead 5-2. Runner at second with 2 outs. Here comes the pitch to Pena. And a fly ball foul as he gets a piece of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Still waiting for that official ruling. As the Grizzlies lead 5-2, and they are a strike away from winning this game. Bryson Hammer ready to go as the batter Pena steps back in. Here comes the pitch to Pena, and it is fouled off. Got a piece of it. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So it's defensive indifference officially for Marte, and it was an error on Braylon Wimmer. That is how the run scores. So 5-2 here in the ninth inning. There comes the pitch. And it is inside and almost hits Pena. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Pena, the last chance for Visalia, the top of the lineup coming up. Hammer would hate to lose him right here. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander and Hammer. And it is low, ball 4, and the tying run coming to the dish. A walk issued by Hammer, and now runners at first and second for Christopher Torin, who is 1-for-4, a single back in the fifth inning. As now Torin comes up, and Torin against left-handers this year. Torin is batting 344. Here's a mound visit from Rolando Garza. And Visalia, when overall Torin on the season has 2 home runs and one of them against lefties. So runners at first and second with 2 outs, 5-2 Fresno, and the tying run coming to the dish. That error could have ended things. Right now, it is considered an earned run, but I believe it should end as an unearned run for Hammer. 2/3 of an inning. He is not allowed to hit. 1 walk so far. 5-2 Fresno. Modesto, they lead 5-1, but Rancho Cucamonga, runners at second and third with no outs. They have scored a run. Here comes the pitch from the lefty Hammer. And it's in the dirt. Count of 1-0 to Torin. Anderson Rojas on deck. Hammer now has thrown 20 pitches and only 8 strikes. Action down in the Visalia bullpen. Here comes the 1-0 from the lefty. And a ground ball and a base hit to right field. And now picking it up is the right fielder Antenna. The throw goes to second. And the bases are loaded for Anderson Rojas. So that's a single. First hit allowed by Hammer. Now the bases are loaded with 2 outs. And it's Rojas who's 1-for-4. And the lefty-lefty matchup as Torin continues this game. And now the go-ahead run at the dish. The left-hander and Hammer trying to finish this game. He was outstanding in his last start where he picked up the win, or last outing where he picked up the win. As the first pitch is a swing and a miss, counted 0-1. As Rojas went after that breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Counted 0 balls and 1 strike. As now we have time called by the batter in Rojas, counted 0-1. 5-2 here in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch from Hammer. And a swing and a miss. And now 0-2. Back-to-back sliders. And Rojas trying to play hero way out in front. 0 balls, 2 strikes. Fresno trying to hold on and win this contest. Hammer comes set. Here comes the 0-2 from the lefty. And it is just low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Went to the slider again, and Rojas didn't chase. Action in both bullpens now. As Hammer trying to finish this game off. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's going to hit the batter in Rojas. And it's now 5-3. Torin will take second. Up to third goes Pena, and Marte scores. A hit by pitch on the 1-2, and it's an RBI. second run of the inning and a second hit by pitch. And now it's Kenny Castillo, bases loaded. There are still two outs. And now it's Castillo. There is action down in that Fresno pen, but now it's 5-3. And the tying run at second, the go-ahead run is at first. And Kate Denton, the Fresno newcomer in the pen. He was part of the team last year, joining the club. 5-2 Modesto, they're an out away from winning. So we have two close games going on. Top of the ninth inning, the Rawhide trying to score some late runs. And here's manager Steve Solis out of the dugout. And that will do it for Bryson Hammer. Kate Denton will come in to try to close out this game. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game.
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey Park. Bases loaded, two outs, a 5-3 game as the first pitch is swung on and missed by Kenny Castillo against Cade Denton. There are two outs as Hammer could not get that final out. As here comes the pitch from Cade Denton, first game this season in a Fresno uniform, as that's a chopper and it goes foul, now 0-2. Denton, ranked as the number 29 overall prospect, according to MLB.com in the Rocky system. Denton, 6'3", 180 pounds, 22 years old, born in Garland, Texas, went to Oral Roberts University. No balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. Here in the top of the ninth inning, 5-3, Fresno leads Visalia. As Denton looking to finish this game off against Castillo. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive and a base hit to left field. This will tie the game. A two-strike hit. And the Rawhide down 5-1 have tied it here in the ninth. Castillo comes through with the two RBI single. And what a change of events. Torin comes in to score, so does Pena, and it has just changed the turns. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. We are tied here in the ninth inning, and it's Santana with runners at the corners and two outs. So the runs will go to Hammer, and now runners at the corners. as the first pitch is a ground ball, softly hit. Tucker picks it up over to first. That will end the inning, but the Rawhide have tied it. As we head to the ninth, the Grizzlies will have to walk it off. We'll be back right after this.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB zone.
Bottom of the ninth inning, we are tied at 5. As the Grizzlies blow a 5-1 lead, and now Tena, first pitch is a ground ball to third. The throw is on line by Santana, and that's the first out. As Santana makes the play, and Tena is retired. A 9-batter inning in the ninth inning. Fresno gives up a 5-1 lead. As here comes Darius Perry, who's 0-for-3. Wow, that was a change of events as the Grizzlies had an out and an error costing them 4 runs. So 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error in this contest. As Perry, fly ball to right field, but playable for the right fielder in Ortiz. 2 outs now as Perry is retired, and it brings up the center fielder in Caleb Hobson, who's 0-for-3. So we might be headed to extras here at Chuck Chansey Park as Visalius goes 4 in the ninth inning. By the way, Modesto beats Rancho Cucamonga, so the Grizzlies now trailing by 4 games in the division, and they need to win this one. Here comes the pitch to Hobson as he takes a strike inside. Count at 0-1 from Jordan Chalice takes over. Jordan Chalice, as here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. Count of 1-1. Fresno had 2 outs, and then a throwing error by Braylon Wimmer, and then it just spiraled out of control after that, as here comes the pitch to Hobson inside. The count now at 2-1. So bottom of the ninth inning, we are tied at 5. As here comes the pitch, and that is low. 3-1 to Caleb Hobson. So 3-1. Here comes the pitch to the center fielder. He lines one into right field, a base hit. A 2-out single for Caleb Hobson. His first hit of the game. 9th hit overall for Fresno. And here comes Tevin Tucker. Tucker hit by pitch, a walk and a run scored. He is 0-for-1. As the Grizzlies trying to put something together here in the ninth inning to walk it off. Fresno, they are 6-11 at home. It's just crazy to think about it. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Counted 0-1 to Tevin Tucker. No balls, one strike. Runner at first with two outs to see if Hobson takes off. And it's a fake steal. Now a check back at the runner. And the pitch is inside. Counted 1-1. The right-hander Chalice, 6'3", 175 pounds from La Romana, Dominican Republic. Action down in that Fresno bullpen. A left-hander starts to get loose. As here comes the pitch. And that is called strike three. And apparently, Tucker had a strike instead of a ball on the inside. And we are headed to extras here at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the 10th inning and a change of events. 5-5 between Visalia and Fresno. The Rawhide, a 4-run 9th inning. They hold Fresno in the bottom of the 9th. And now for the second time this year, we are playing 10 innings here in Fresno as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Ruben Santana will be the automatic runner at second base as Wellington Herrera takes over on the bump. As here's the first pitch and a bunt attempt, and it's a good one as Herrera can't pick it up. The throw to first is not in time. De Leon, a bunt attempt, Santana to third, and that should be an error on Herrera as he couldn't pick up the ball cleanly. So now first and third with no outs, and it brings up Drew Jones. So that is not a good start for Fresno. Good bunt by De Leon as he puts it down. And Herrera, the reigning California League Pitcher of the Week, comes into the game. And he's going to try to get out of this jam now with the runners at first and third with no outs. So it is a sack E1 on Herrera. The second error for Fresno, both big ones in this game. That could be the storyline in this contest. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander Herrera to Drew Jones, and it's inside, count at 1-0. Fresno will have a chance to redeem themselves in the bottom of the 10th inning as we are tied at 5. Herrera against Drew Jones here in the top of the 10th. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Fresno, their longest game this year was 10 innings on May 10th versus Modesto, where they lost. Fresno, not very good in extra innings. They haven't won yet. 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count now at 2 balls and a strike. But if there's a guy who can change the course of events on the mound, it is Herrera. 6 feet, 166 pounds. 20 years old from the Dominican Republic. the reigning California League Pitcher of the Week. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Now 2-2. Herrera, in two games last week against the Ports, 5 innings. He allowed no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. As here comes a 2-2, and it is called strike 3. That is a big first out against Drew Jones. As Herrera, there's the first strikeout. And now it brings up the right fielder and Angel Ortiz, who is 0-4. And Herrera going to try to get out of this inning. As now we have a pinch hitter. And it's going to be number 10 in Yonsel Luis, as he will pinch hit for Ortiz. So it'll be Yonsel Luis who will hit. So now runners at the corners here with one out, and Luis, the switch hitter, at the dish. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Herrera, and it's inside, count at 1-0. Good breaking ball from Herrera. Has a good fastball, good slider as well. 5-5 here in the top of the 10th. A double play would end the inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Good elevated fastball from Herrera. Fresno, they will have a chance in the bottom of the 10th. As here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Luis went after it, and the count now at 1-2. That was out of the zone, and Luis, that was a protective swing. 6 feet, 170 pounds for Luis, the number 6 prospect in the Diamondback system. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Herrera. Two outs now here in the 10th. And it's Modafi Marte, who is 0-3, reached on the air, scored the run that started all the damage back in the 9th inning. As Herrera trying to get the side. Man, Herrera's fun to watch. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And it's fouled off, counted 0-1. That was the slider from Herrera. Herrera signed as an international free agent in 2021. Again, just 20 years old. He just turned 20 less than a month ago. As here's the pitch, and a fly ball foul, now 0-2. Herrera a strike away from getting out of a jam. Runners at the corners with two outs. Here comes the pitch from Herrera. Foul ball. Remains at 0-2. Heads up towards the sweet area. The ball bouncing all the way towards the first couple of rows on the right side near the Grizzlies dugout. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Herrera. Swung on and missed! Herrera strikes out the side! And we're heading to the bottom of the 10th with the Grizzlies. A chance to walk it off. Come back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. As the Grizzlies looking to walk it off here in the bottom of the 10th, tied at 5, automatic runner at second base, and it's Braylon Wimmer at the dish. He looks to bunt, and he puts it foul, counted 0-1. So Jefferson Pena moves from left field to right field. Yonsel Luis remains as the shortstop after pinch hitting. And from switch from short to left is Rojas. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer. He puts down a bunt, and it's a good one. The throw to third is offline, and Tucker, he will try to score. Here's the throw from left. It is not in time. Grizzlies win 6-5. A throwing error will end the game, and Fresno wins 6-5-10, and the Grizzlies walk it off. Wellington Herrera strikes out the side, and then Tevin Tucker scores on the wild throw. Grizzlies win 6-5. We'll be back with the post game right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dream.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or...
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the postgame show, a wrap-up of tonight's game, and it was a wild one. As your Fresno Grizzlies walk it off on an air to finish the game, 6-5 in 10 innings over the Visalia Rawhide. The Grizzlies, they improved to 23-17. On the other side, Visalia at 16-24. Fresno, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 on base. For Visalia, 5 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 10 on base. The winning pitcher is Wellington Herrera, now 4-1. The losing pitcher is Jordan Chalice, now 0-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,538. No save with the walk-off as the Grizzlies, they gain a game on San Jose, still 3.5 back of Modesto. Let's go through the scoring plays as the Grizzlies, they took an early 2-0 lead. First, it started with an E.J. Andrews Jr. Single. And then after a fielding error, the throw to second base got E.J. Andrews Jr. out, but Jason Hinchman scoring on the play. It was 1-0. The Grizzlies would then score another run and an Aiden Longwell sacrifice fly, making it 2-0. A wild pitch in the fourth put Visalia on the board 2-1. Then Andrews Jr. was at it again. A 2-run homer in the sixth inning. It was 4-1 Fresno leading Visalia. In the eighth inning, a big RBI single from Andy Perez made it 5-1. But the Rawhide, with two outs, found a way to score 4 runs to tie the game up at 5. A throwing error by Braylon Wimmer scored the first run. A bases-loaded hit by pitch and a Kenny Castillo RBI single. But it was the Grizzlies in the bottom of the 10th. A fielder's choice. It should be a sacrifice bunt with an error as Chalice tried to go to third. The ball being missed by the third baseman Santana, allowing Tevin Tucker to score 6-5. Fresno beats Visalia. A big shout out though to Wellington Herrera, who struck out the side after runners at first and third and no outs in the 10th inning. He picks up the win. Let's go to the rest of Fresno's pitchers. Brian Perez, 7 innings, just the second time a Grizzlies pitcher reaches that threshold. 6 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk and 8 Ks. Brady Hill, a clean 8th inning. Bryson Hammer allowed 4 unearned runs, all with 2 outs. Kay Denton, he had 1/3 of an inning, allowed a hit. And then Wellington Herrera, a big 3 punch outs. It was of Jones, Luis, and Marte, 2 top 20 or top 30 prospects in the Diamondback system as Herrera gave the Grizzlies a chance and then Tevin Tucker walking it off. For Visalia, 6 innings of 4-run, 3-earned baseball for Caden Grice. Then it was Landon Sims who worked 2 innings allowing 1 run. And then the unearned run allowed by Chalice. He was the losing pitcher now at 0-2. On the offensive side for Fresno, 2 hits for E.J. Andrews Jr. and Jason Hinchman in the middle of the lineup. Andrews Jr., that home run with 2 RBI. He also had a run. Hinchman had 2 runs as well. Caleb Hobson a hit. Tevin Tucker scored 2 runs at the bottom of the lineup. Fresno, 9 hits overall. They had 7 of their 9 batters have at least 1 hit. A triple by Tenna, a double by Wimmer as well. On the other side, 8 singles for Visalia. 2 hits from Torin at the top of the lineup and 2 hits for Drew Jones. Runs for Jones, De Leon, Torin, Marte, and Pena. And then an RBI, 2 of them for Castillo and 1 for Rojas. As the Grizzlies hold on, they take game 2 of the 6-game series, 6-5, and the Grizzlies a walk-off win, their first win in extra innings as well. The Grizzlies, their second walk-off of the season. That brings us to tomorrow, where the Grizzlies give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener, an 0-2 record of 5.81 ERA. Visalia gives the ball to right-hander Jacob Steinmetz, a 1-2 record of 5.19 ERA. First pitch at 6:50 p.m., our pregame show around 6:30 p.m. as well, as the Grizzlies and the Rawhide continue their 6-game series, game 3 tomorrow night. The Grizzlies hold on and win 6-5 in 10 innings. A walk-off error is the difference. Tevin Tucker scoring the winning run. A big, big congrats to Wellington Herrera with 3 big strikeouts in the top of the 10th to lead the Grizzlies to victory. However you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?